Buffalo School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash at the last school board meeting talked about his new education bargain and prepped everyone on what to expect for the new school year. He said he's actually excited about the upcoming year, and he said there are signature initiatives for the district to be launched. A lot of things going on: rigorous early elementary, strong community schools, innovative schools, and extended learning. You were at the meeting, so you have definitely more of a take on what was discussed and what's coming up. What stood out to you most?
Well, I think what's interesting going into the school year, this is really Superintendent Kreiner Cash's first year that he's been around to plan for. You know, you remember he started in August last year, really didn't give him any time to roll out any of his programs for last school year. So when teachers and students return today, I think, you know, they're really going to walk into what the district has been calling Cash's new education bargain. You know, some of the things you mentioned, a real push to lower the class sizes, especially at the early grade levels, you know, the focus on early literacy and making sure those kids are proficient in reading before they advance. There's a number of new high school programs that are going to be launching, you know, one at the old Bennett. Lafayette High School has a new principal, and they're going to be, you know, really getting underway with their newcomer program. You know, so there are going to be a lot of differences, I think, for people. And, you know, as the weeks and the months unfold, I think we'll be able to see more of how these things, you know, how they differ from maybe how things have been done in the past. And I'm sure as time goes on and teachers and students get used to some of these changes, we'll start to hear, you know, whether they're having any impact.
The other thing they did talk about was staffing. They said they're looking for more diversity and skill sets for the receivership schools and the new high schools. They're trying to put the right people in the right places. That was their wording.
They are. And I do think, you know, staffing is one of those things that can be an ongoing challenge. You know, we've written, I think it's been in some of the local media, they're starting to see a difficulty recruiting people because there's just not many people going into the profession. You know, so, and you're talking about a very large district, you know, over 30,000 students and quite a few staff members. So, you know, you're drawing from a relatively small pool to begin with. And when you come in and you want to do some, you know, innovative things and you're looking for high caliber people, that pool gets even smaller. So, you know, and obviously there's certain subject areas where it's a little bit more of a struggle to find people. Math tends to be one where there aren't as many people readily available. So, you know, I think that's another thing as the year goes on and they get a better sense of where the kids are showing up and what the priorities are going to be. You know, I think kind of recruiting in this district is an ongoing effort to try to continuously be drawing in those high caliber people to implement some of these big ideas.
Oh, absolutely. They also talked about 900 substitutes in place. They called it a strong number for the district.
Yeah. I mean, the substitutes are obviously another challenge. You know, and some of that depends on teacher absenteeism on any given day. But you have to have a kind of a pool that's always ready to go, both for substitutes and staff, so that you can just constantly have people there and ready when the kids show up.
And the other thing, too, they talked about the help for English language learners in some of the bilingual classrooms. They actually will have more teacher assistants set up speaking Spanish.
Right. You know, and there is not just the Spanish speaking, but we do have a large immigrant and refugee population. So, and that can be a real challenge for kids, even if they're coming in, you know, on par academically. The language acquisition just presents another challenge for them. And so addressing those issues so that the kids can be learning the material that they need to be learning, as well as acquiring the language skills, kind of you have to attack it on a twofold.
And a lot is being focused on literacy, and the pre-K reading material is supposed to be at all the elementary buildings. They're working on that. They're going to have literacy coaches and I believe some of the classrooms as well.
Right. And this is, you know, you've seen some of this even on a state and national level. You know, that those literacy skills in the early grade level are just so critical, and it seems like such an obvious thing, but one that, you know, I don't think has been as explicitly stated as a goal of really trying to get the kids, you know, and not just in school, but there's been a lot of discussion about also getting resources to parents and working with parents to talk to them about, you know, how to read to their children, making sure their kids are getting exposed to vocabulary at home. Because, again, this is, you know, those early years are so critical for kids in their brain development and also the skills and the vocabulary they're acquiring. I think there's a sense that, you know, the school time will be important, but it's also important to work with parents and work with families to make sure that those skills are being reinforced when the kids are at home.
Anything that seemed under tight scrutiny from the board members as you were at that meeting as they look toward this new school year that begins today?
You know, I think a lot of it's kind of a wait and see. I wouldn't say necessarily scrutiny. I think, you know, we've talked about it before. The board members seem to be pretty supportive of Superintendent Cash, you know, and the priorities he's laid out. I think kind of the staff issues and the leadership issues continue to be something that board members are watching. You know, again, it's great to have a plan and leadership at the top, but you need people in the schools, in the classrooms, on the ground, you know, rolling these things out for them to be successful. And in this district, you know, the diversity issue is huge. You know, there's often a lot of talk about kind of culturally responsive training for teachers, you know, and that continues to be a real struggle for this district to recruit more educators of color who may be able to connect with the kids in a way that other educators are not able to. So that seems to be an ongoing kind of challenge. And, you know, some of the things that have been talked about could depend on whether they can get that contract settled with the BTF. And, you know, that pertains largely to staffing and whether Cash can really put the people in the schools that he thinks need to be in a particular school. And the extended day is kind of a, you know, uncertainty out there because you can't do that unless you can get that negotiated into the contract.
Tiffany Lankus, we'll look forward to all your articles as we follow along this new school year. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.